it a little more frustrating losing this way, knowing you left a lot of opportunities out there?
They're always tough. You know, I think it's a good thing. You never want to get used to them, but it's one of those things I've learned in the past couple of years. You have to be able to put it behind you regardless of how it shakes out and move forward. And I think everybody's done a good job of that this week. We put it behind us, get back to work today for Arizona, and try and get a win this week.
A lot of people are talking about the short yardage. You guys having some problems with that. You've had a chance to look at the film. What do you think the issue is, the main one?
You know, I think both run and pass, we just need to execute better. You know, I think I missed a pretty open flat route on a 3rd and 1, and I've got to do a better job of putting the ball on them in that situation. And then, you know, when we have opportunities to run the football and throw the football in those situations, we need to make the plays, and we didn't make them. And, you know, hopefully that's something we can do better moving forward.
I asked you last week if you were tired of answering the question about the streak and being undefeated and so on and so on. Obviously, you know, no loss is a good loss, but in a sense, I mean, are you more at ease now that you don't have to even worry about that question?
No, I don't think it's just what it is. You know, it's not good, it's not bad, it's where we're at. And 9 games into it, we're still in really good position. We had a tough one last week. We got a rebound from that and try and play better this week. And that's really, you know, all I'm concerned with at this point.
Man, on a positive note, you've made Mike Johnson a part of Falcons legend now. I mean, we just talked to him. He seemed thrilled.
Yeah, it's, I guess, one of the silver linings. You're happy for a guy like Mike to get into the end zone. I think he was a little bit in shock when he caught the ball. You could tell on his face, but he's a great guy, great teammate, a guy that works really hard for us, so I was happy to see him get in there.
Like, he was probably the last option to have seen that ball coming towards him, which was really shocking to him.
But I think that was the element of surprise. You know, they really didn't expect it either, but it looked like after he caught it, I thought he was going to spike it, but I think Tony got on him too fast that he didn't have an opportunity.
With Arizona, they can be a tricky defense. They can do a lot of things to fool you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Arizona is one of the better defenses in the league. Their scheme is they blitz, I think, 40% of their snaps. They're, I think, the top blitzing defense in the NFL. They've got a number of stats which are in the top 5 of the NFL. You know, I've been very impressed. They've got talented players. They're relentless. Their effort's really, really good. They're going to be very fresh coming off a bye week. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Is it more – I guess it's the NFL, so everything's kind of an even keel every week. Is it more challenging when you're facing a team that's lost 5 in a row? You know they're hungry for a win.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they're going to be very hungry coming in, and I think they're going to be fresh coming off a bye week. They're going to make some adjustments. You know, I'd expect to see some different things than we've seen from them thus far, and we'll have to adjust to it. But, you know, I think you have to expect every week that the team's going to come in and give you their very best shot, and, you know, it's going to be our mindset this week.